Hi, and welcome to the Men on the Path to Love podcast, United in Diversity, Navigating Cultural Differences in Relationship episode. I am Bill Simpson, your host, with my allergies and all. I coach men who are struggling in relationship, how to communicate effectively, build trust, and deepen intimacy so they can be the best version of themselves in relationship and live the life they love. So being in a committed relationship or marriage has its challenges at times, period. And when the two of you come from different cultural backgrounds, it can be even more challenging. Because I know from my own experience, being someone who's all about diversity, I've dated and married women of different ethnic and cultural backgrounds. In marrying someone from a different race and who practiced a different religion, well, we as a couple were cool with it, right? Her family was cool with it, and yet my father wasn't cool with it. In fact, he told me before I got married that if I married her, that my wife, her kids, and any kids that we would have together would not be welcomed in his home, simply because of the color of their skin. Now, I was welcome at any time, he said, but not my wife, her kids, or the daughter we had together. And for me, that was fucked up. I mean, it cut me deep. It really did. And I guess in some twisted way, it must have hurt him that I decided to go through with the marriage. I don't know. Well, it wasn't easy at times, you know, being from different races and cultures. We had to overcome all kinds of obstacles, not only from family, but society as well. And in a lot of ways, those challenges brought us closer together and helped us grow. We were together for over 10 years when the marriage eventually came to an end. And as much as I would hate to admit that our cultural differences played a part in why the marriage didn't last, I think it did at some level. Certainly not the main reason, but at some level. My ex and I get along fine now, and even my current wife and I see her as we attend family occasions around our daughter and our grandkids. Well, Franco and Francine, not their real names, had a similar story with a different ending. They met in college and quickly fell in love. Both were born in America, Franco of Italian and Irish descent, and Francine's parents were from Jamaica and had moved to the U.S. from Jamaica before Francine was born. Franco and Francine shared a strong bond despite their cultural differences. Their relationship started out great, but as they became more serious and were considering marriage, they encountered challenges due to their different cultural backgrounds. One of the issues was around how they communicated. For example, Franco grew up in a family where conversations would get loud and emotional. They'd have these passionate debates over the slightest things. Whereas in Francine's family, they were all about communicating openly, but they tended to express themselves in a more quiet and reserved way. Well, this difference in communication styles led to misunderstandings, as Franco sometimes felt Francine was holding back her true feelings, while Francine felt overwhelmed at times by Franco's intensity. Yet they seemed to navigate through this okay, for the most part. They chalked it up to getting used to each other's style. Now, the biggest issue they faced was with their families, which I could definitely relate. When Franco and Francine decided to introduce each other to their families, they were hoping for, you know, acceptance and support. Well, that didn't happen. No, their families had certain cultural expectations that put pressure on their relationship. Franco's family, while not explicitly racist, held stereotypes about Jamaican culture that made them hesitant to fully take in Francine. And on a similar note, Francine's family had concerns about Franco's cultural background and whether he could fully understand and respect their heritage. Well, things got pretty sticky around the Christmas holiday. Franco and Francine realized they had different traditions and expectations surrounding family gatherings and celebrations. Franco's family had a strong emphasis on Italian holiday customs, while Francine's family had their own Jamaican traditions. This ended up being a very stressful situation, as Franco and Francine were struggling to deal with conflicting family obligations and expectations. And this led to a lot of arguments and tension during what should have been a time of peace and joy. Well, it was basically a disaster. Now, after this disastrous holiday experience, they realized that their cultural differences were causing quite a strain on their relationship, and that they never really expected or even thought about it. So Franco and Francine not only decided to seek therapy, they actually found a therapist who specialized in helping couples navigate cultural differences. And through therapy, they learned to appreciate and celebrate their differences rather than letting them divide them. They learned effective communication skills, empathy building skills, and conflict resolution skills that were customized to fit their unique cultural dynamic. Pretty cool, huh? Yeah, and they both agreed upon and adapted these strategies as their own, which made all the difference to them. Well, over time, as their commitment to each other deepened, they had built up the confidence to talk to their families about their concerns openly and honestly. They educated their families about ways they could celebrate their differences and make compromises, just like they had done. It took a lot of tries and baby steps, and not to mention patience, yet they were able to bring the families together with more acceptance and understanding. And the families could see the love and effort Franco and Francine had put into their relationship, which ultimately helped open the door for a future of love and unity. And frankly, not everyone in the family was on board, but for the most part, it all worked out. And it was certainly much better than it was at the beginning. So now, with a newfound sense of connection and support from both their families, Franco and Francine decided to move forward with their plans to marry. They recognized that their life together would continue to have its challenges, its ups and downs, you know, with all the cultural differences. Yet they were confident that with their continued mutual respect for each other and their cultures, having open and honest communication, and their shared commitment to growth, that they could overcome any obstacle as a team, partners for the long term of their relationship. So you can see how navigating cultural differences in a relationship can be complicated. And when I say cultural differences, it can mean a variety of differences, you know, like country of origin. It could be regional differences within the country here, racial and ethnic backgrounds, religious affiliations, socioeconomic status, educational background, occupational differences, parenting styles when they were growing up. There could be generational differences, you know, couples with age gaps. There could be immigration experiences that they couldn't relate to. Communication preferences, and really any combination of these that I've mentioned, and more. So I did some research to help give you some insight and some strategies to help you, or maybe any couples you may know, to navigate cultural differences in relationship more effectively. The first thing to do is to talk about it. Have open and honest communication. Research suggests that couples who openly discuss their cultural backgrounds, values, beliefs, and expectations tend to have stronger relationships. And when you have these discussions, it's important for the partners to really listen to each other, ask questions, and show empathy and understanding. Next could be to work on being more culturally competent, you know, learning about and understanding each other's cultural backgrounds. Research indicates that couples who take the time to learn about each other's cultures, traditions, and customs are in a better position to work through their differences and find common ground. And this could be through reading books or articles, going online, going to cultural events, diversity training classes, or just doing activities that expose you and your partner to each other's culture. Another thing to keep in mind is to maintain respect for each other's culture. Really important here. And the research backs it up. It says that couples who demonstrate tolerance and acceptance towards each other's cultural practices and beliefs are more likely to experience relationship satisfaction. And it's also important to stay away from judgment or criticism, and rather celebrate diversity within the relationship instead. Be willing to be flexible and adaptable. That can go a long way. Research suggests that couples who are willing to compromise, negotiate, and adjust their behaviors and expectations in regards to their cultural differences are much better equipped to handle conflicts and challenges. This could be finding creative ways to honor both of your cultural identities and preferences, like Franco and Francine did. You also may want to learn effective problem-solving skills, which are essential in any type of relationship, really, especially when there are cultural differences involved. And that's common sense, really. I mean, we don't need research to tell us that, do we? Like most of what I'm saying here, right? Well, and finally, if you've tried these strategies and you're still struggling over your cultural differences, then do what Franco and Francine did and get some help. They were really smart. They found a therapist who specialized in multicultural relationships. And a therapist with this type of expertise can provide valuable insights and tools to help you navigate these cultural differences effectively. Here's a quote for you from writer Julianne Ischler. She says, quote, "Differences might be invisible, like a different upbringing, or more visible, like a different skin color, but they all influence our relationships. It's about navigating these differences with openness and respect," unquote. Yeah, and for me, I see cultural diversity as the spice of life, and in a relationship, it adds flavor, depth, and richness as you journey on your path to love. And that will close out this episode of the Men on the Path to Love podcast, the United in Diversity, Navigating Cultural Differences in Relationship episode. I'm Bill Simpson, your host. Thank you for listening and putting up with my froggy voice as I deal with these allergies. I hope you found it helpful. Now, coming up on the next episode of the Men on the Path to Love podcast, you'll hear a story about a guy named Garrett, who, after complaining about his wife over and over again, decided one day to just be happy in his relationship. Find out if it worked. It just may surprise you on the Choosing to be Happy in Relationship episode. Now, if you have a topic or suggestion for the podcast you'd like for me to cover, have any comments you'd like to share, or any issues in your relationship you need help with, by all means, reach out to me. Simply visit my website, menonthepathtolove.com. You can email me or schedule a free call with me, your choice. Go to menonthepathtolove.com and sign up right there on my homepage. It would be great to hear from you. And as always, if you know someone you think might get something out of listening to this podcast, please share the link and share the love. And until next time, keep your heart open and stay on the path to love.